everyone. Today I want to discuss something that is keeping you stuck. Days after days, weeks after weeks, month after month, and even years after years. But you don't have to stay stuck. I was reminded of this while talking with a client yesterday, who mentioned so pretty much what she wants, but right after mentioned the opposite beliefs that she has that is preventing her, that are preventing her from getting what she wants. So I asked her the question, who has those beliefs? And she said, me. Who is deciding to believe those beliefs? And she said, me. And who lives in your mind? She said, me. So what is the reason you don't have your desire? Well, it's me, right? The only reason you keep on telling the old story is you. You are the reason. It doesn't matter what belief you have, because no matter where your beliefs come from. So let's say it comes from something you were told as an infant. Let's say it's something you believe because you experienced it once. So you observe something and then you decided to believe that it is so. It doesn't matter if something happened once. You could have said, you know what? I don't care if it happened once. I'm not going to entertain the belief that it is so. But the moment you decide that you are going to believe that it is so because you experienced it, so those are the beliefs created based on experience, it doesn't matter where your limiting belief is coming from. It's still a choice. At some point, it's still a choice to believe that this is so. But a belief is nothing. A belief only exists because of you. The belief is not bigger than you or more powerful than you, because you are God. You are God of your own reality. You are God having a physical experience. So the belief is just a belief that only exists in your mind because of you. And the easiest way to prove that is that, let's say you have a belief, but I don't have that belief. For me, it's the opposite. Let's say I have a complete contradicting belief to yours. You see how this belief only exists because you entertain it? Because it's only your belief. It's not my belief. It's not someone else's belief. It's only yours. And it has no power whatsoever. Besides the fact that you give it power and say, well, but I have the belief. But what is a belief? A belief is nothing. A belief is just an idea that you give power to. But trust me, guys, you can kill a belief overnight. You can wake up tomorrow morning. So let's say you are listening to this podcast right now and you have a very negative, contradicting belief to your desire. You can wake up tomorrow morning deciding, I do no longer identify with this belief, and this belief will be gone. The only reason that thing, that idea, called a belief, is pursuing you for days, weeks, months, and years is because you decide, every day you decide to believe it. But you could kill it overnight. In the Bible, Paul says, I die every day. What does that mean? What he means by I die every day, what the character called Paul says here, it means that every day he chooses his thoughts every day he chooses his beliefs. So the old him, the old self, dies every day because every day he becomes anew with the chosen beliefs, with the chosen thoughts. This is what descriptor means by I die every day. But many of you do not die every day, but rather keep the old self alive and well. Neville says, there is no one to change but self. That self is simply awareness. Your consciousness and the world in which it lives is determined by the concept you hold of self. It is to consciousness that we must turn as to the only reality. For there is no clear conception of the origin of phenomena except that consciousness is all and all is consciousness. So what he's saying here is that as long as you keep on being conscious of something, whatever limiting belief you decide every day, consciously or unconsciously, but still you decide every day to entertain an old story, to entertain an old limiting belief, you decide to believe it, right? You are conscious of it. You decide to be conscious of it every day. Every day you are conscious of this limiting belief. Every day you are conscious of this limiting belief. Every day you are conscious of this limiting belief. So because you decide to be conscious of it, and consciousness being the only thing that is creating reality, you keep on creating day after day the same limiting belief. When all you have to do, really, all you have to do is cut it off. Decide to not believe that limiting belief anymore. That's all you have to do. Yesterday with this client, we talked about fear. The fact that her victimhood is comfortable and the fact that she's afraid to change for some unknown reason. And I told her, okay, let's say you are afraid to change. What do you have to lose? So let's say you wake up in the morning and you decide, you know what? Until now, I believe that every time something good happens, then something bad must happen behind it. So, okay. But let's say you decide I want to drop this belief and believe that I am amazing. I am a queen and a goddess. I am a king and a god, and I'm deciding now that only good things happen to me. Nothing bad can ever happen to me again. What do you have to lose? So worst case scenario, the same old will still happen. But since it was already pretty bad, meaning that you created the assumption that every time something good happens, then something bad happens behind, what worse could you create than that? That's a pretty bad, bad belief anyway. So what risk are you taking by saying, you know what, I'm going to dump this belief and create the belief that, no, I am always at the right place at the right time. I am the creator of my reality and only amazing things happen to me. What worse than what you've already created, what you've already been creating can happen? Nothing, right? So if you have silly fears like that, ask yourself the question, what risk am I taking by changing my belief? Well, the answer is no risk at all, because worst case scenario, the same crap will still be happening. Best case scenario, and the scenario that is going to happen, is that you'll see how things are going to start changing for you. I'm sure you already know this powerful and very popular, very famous quote from Neville. You are already that which you want to be, and your refusal to believe it is the only reason you do not see it. The only reason you keep on seeing the old and not seeing what you do want is because you refuse to believe that this desire is already yours. You refuse to do the slight little shift that is asked of you, which is simply dump the old belief and create a new one, deciding to believe a new one, and realizing the truth that your belief only exists because of you. You are the one having the belief, not the other way around. The belief is nothing. It's just an idea that you keep on entertaining. But the belief of itself has no power whatsoever. You are the power. But it's your refusal to believe it that makes your life the way it is. That makes your life being not what you want. That makes you not manifesting your desire. So, guys, I think you may need to listen to this several times for some of you. You do not have to keep an old negative and limiting belief that is preventing you from manifesting your desires. You are the one having the belief and deciding to keep it, deciding to entertain it. You don't have to. You're the only person who decided that this is so. It is not so. So wake up to the reality that a belief is just an idea that exists because of you, and you are the only person entertaining it. The moment you decide to kill it, this belief will be gone. Because your belief is nothing, absolutely nothing, and only exists because of you. I hope this was helpful. And as you know, I really appreciate you.